chance. When Adam unwraps it tomorrow, he won't ever let me have a go. He hates me playing with his toys these days.
Even so, you bought it for him. It's not fair to wear it out before he even sees it. Sue.
Glasgow, promise. And I haven't worn it out. I bet you he breaks it in the first 5 minutes. Well, that's if he ever notices it, of course. He's bound to have so many hundreds of presents being the grandson.
You've always done all right at Christmas, young lady.
Yes, I suppose so. Where have you hidden my presents?
If I told you, they wouldn't be hidden.
But it's less than a day to go. I only want to admire the wrapping paper.
No.
But,
you can admire this sheet of paper, which I want to watch you putting round Adam's present now.
All right. Are Rob and Dickon having Christmas dinner with us?
No. Should you want them to?
I wouldn't have minded. Dickon's funny.
In what way?
He's very polite. Pass the sellotape.
Please.
What? Oh, please.
Well, let's hope some of it rubs off.
Some of the sellotape?
No, some of Dickon's politeness. I hope you haven't been bothering him up there.
I haven't been in the top flat since Bill went away. Not even when Joanna was there.
All right, darling. I'm sorry.
Will she be around over Christmas?
Joanna, of course she will.
I don't mean Joanna.
Oh, Sophie. No, Sophie went off to her own family earlier this morning.
Good.
Is this because Sophie and Bill used to go out together?
Used to?
Yes. They're not very close friends anymore.
Oh.
Perhaps that will make you like Sophie a little better.
I'll try. I used to like her when she lived here before.
I know.
Bill doesn't like to stay friends with anyone very long, does he?
What makes you say that?
He didn't send me a Christmas card.
Yes, he did. He sent one to all of us.
But he didn't send one to me.
I'll get it, Matt. Hello, Rob. Come in.
Oh, thanks, Mrs. Brown. I tried the freezer plant entrance, but it was locked.
Let's go through into the warm.
Morning, Mr. Brown.
Hello, hello.
Just the man we need.
Give the boy a chance, Matt. What can we do for you, Rob?
Well, thing is, I've been a bit disorganized with my shopping.
Oh, you don't mean you haven't brought us our presents?
Oh, was I supposed to?
Not at all. We should be giving you one, except that I've been disorganized as well.
By that, Lynn means all she's been able to think about is young Jeremy.
Well, that's fair enough. Kids come first at Christmas.
Yes, we do.
Oh, Matt.
But some kids do better than others.
Oh, there, there.
To show I can behave like a grown-up sometimes, we do have a present to give you, Rob.
Oh, that's very nice of you.
As a matter of fact, it's the standard present in this household this year. I shall be giving one to Lynn, and Lynn, I'm sure, will be giving one to me. And Bill Ashton's run away up north to escape being given one. Any guesses?
It wouldn't be a frozen Christmas dinner, would it?
You got it in one.
That's great. You see, that's why I've come over. I was wanting to take one off your hands.
Hmm?
Well, a couple, actually. One for me, one for Dickon, who's sharing the flat with me now.
You hear that, Lynn? He wants two. That will only leave us with 90-odd. About four, and we'll call it quits.
All right. Does that mean I have to pay for three of them?
Yes.
Oh, Matt, how could you?
I don't mean in cash. We need someone to help you put up those decorations. I can't reach.
Alexis can help me later.
I very much doubt it. I told you what sort of state he was in.
Oh, been celebrating, has he?
But more like he'd been run over by a herd of buffalo. Didn't get in till 8 o'clock this morning. I was coming out of the bathroom and he crawled, literally crawled, past me. Took him 10 minutes just to get up the first flight of stairs.
Well, I hope he's got over it by tomorrow. It's not a very good example with Jeremy here.
Oh, I expect he'll be through the worst of it. And at least he's seen the light, judging by the phrase in perfect English, which he kept uttering between the groans.
What was that?
Never again, Mr. Briar, never again.
I'll be off home now then, Dickon.
Oh, righto, Mike. Any major crises and your trusty skeleton staff will be in touch.
Oh, good. Well, let's hope there aren't any. Since the paper doesn't come out this week, there can't be that much we can carry over.
Which makes me
slightly puzzled. Sorry? Well, the amount of typing I've heard from your direction, you've been very busy for someone who's supposed to be just minding the shop.
Yes.
Aha. Perhaps it's not entirely Hampstead Herald work, eh?
No, not entirely. Though the hero has recently got himself a job as a trainee reporter.
You're writing a novel too?
Oh, is that what you were doing in your office?
No, I tend to write mine at home.
Yes, of course.
Well, me too.
Except on Christmas Eve.
Oh, well, don't worry, I won't hold it against you. But how's it coming along?
Well, after endless rewrites and plot changes, I'm thinking of turning it into a play. Or a musical.
Or an
ice spectacular.
Oh, I know the feeling.
Still, stick with it.
That's the answer, or so they tell me. Well, I've just sent off the first chunk of mine for a publisher's reaction.
That's very impressive. I thought they only took completed manuscripts.
Well, it's the firm that published my first novel a few years back.
I feel dreadfully humbled.
No, don't be. Then we must have a chat about books over the holidays sometime. I gather you won't be going away.
No. Morris and Cressida are doing the Christmas honours at Chateau Firth. I'll go down next weekend. Gives me a chance to settle in properly at number one.
Oh, good.
Chateau Firth? No, it's not really called that. It's just a stupid nickname given by some of Cressy's friends long time ago. Somehow it stuck. The house really isn't all that grand. It's not much bigger than yours.
Oh. Yes, to which place I must now return.
Sorry to have held you up.
Oh, not at all. That's been very interesting. So if you'd lock up the office at lunchtime?
Right.
And Claire and I'd be pleased to see you and Rob for a drink this evening, if you feel like it.
Yes, very much, thank you.
I'll see you later then.
Where?
In the kitchen.
Oh. Ah. Behold the walking wine store.
I'd better unload you before there's an accident.
Yes, we'll start with the spirits, eh?
Where are they?
In my coat pockets.
Oh. Yes.
That's it.
Why didn't the off-license give you a box?
Well, they did. That's still in the car, full up.
Heavens. There aren't that many people coming tonight, you know. Peter and Liz can't make it.
Oh, that's a shame.
Well, Lynn and Matt can, but I thought it was just a Christmas drink we were giving folks, not throwing a party.
Well, my aim was to cover us for the whole holiday. And New Year's Eve, and Burns Night, even.
Burns Night? We've never celebrated that before.
Oh, look in that hymn, but it's a good excuse. Yes, maybe I'll gain a few insights into the devious mind of Morris Gill.
You think Morris is being devious?
Well, something's behind these lunchtime meetings with Milton Monk.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, but I shouldn't have mentioned it. I want to banish all that from our lives for the next few days.
Good idea.
Oh, by the way, I've discovered I have a rival.
A rival?
Dickon Firth, of all people.
I don't understand.
Well, he's also labouring away on a novel.
Oh, I see.
I mean, he was busy typing some of it up at the...
What is it like?
I've just realised what you thought I meant. Let me give you a hug. I have got the message. I promise you, darling.
Thank heavens for that.
Bill Ashton no longer casts a shadow over the Nash house.
Except with Sue. She's upset because he didn't send her a Christmas card all of her own.
Oh. Oh, let's hope she gets distracted once she's allowed to open her presents.
Mm.
Now, in the meantime, I must get on with the unloading. And then you can tell me what jobs you have lined up for me. What time will the doorbell start ringing?
Around 8.
All right, hold your horses.
One, two, three.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Well, the hell comes next?
The words are exactly the same, ma'am.
The same? That's a bit repetitive.
Look, I think you'd better finish it off inside, don't
can
you?
We?
What, you mean you don't give us the money till we go through the whole thing, eh?
If we're lucky, Mike will pay us to stop.
Ah, but what I will do is to give you each a lovely drink.
Ah, how about that? Like
so, well, let's go through, shall we?
Bye.
Oh, hello, Lynn. Hello, Matt.
Hello, Claire.
We're not a massive gathering, but have you met Dickon Firth, who works at the Herald, and now lives upstairs here?
Oh, how do you do?
Yeah, aren't you the lad who covered the opening of the freezer plant for us?
That's right, Mr. Pryor. I gather business is going very well these days.
Not bad.
Except for the unmentionable.
The unmentionable? Oh, yes. Thank you very much for ours, by the way.
Not at all.
It's nice to know Rob and I won't be starving over the holiday.
Is this to do with the famous...
Claire.
Sorry.
Now, what can I get you to drink?
Gin and tonic, please.
Gin and tea? Matt?
I'd like a Campari and soda, please.
All right, Campari and soda coming up. Meantime, I'm going to have a word with this quiet lad in the corner here. Don't I know you from somewhere?
Oh, I shouldn't think so. Mind you, there's a bloke who looks just like me. You might have put up your Christmas decorations for you.
I think you're right. It was a good job, too. Do you know none of them have fallen down yet?
Plenty of time for that. It'll happen right when you're in the middle of Christmas dinner.
Watch it. You're not supposed to say those words.
Sophie went on all right, did she, Claire?
Yes, first thing this morning. She wasn't looking forward to it too much, poor girl.
No.
She doesn't know whether to tell her family about the attack now or let them find out about it later when the case comes up.
Shall I go? Oh, would you mind, Dickon? I've got my hands full.
Right. Thanks.
Debbie.
Hi. Sorry, Dickon. Looks as though I'm interrupting something.
No, of course you aren't. Come in.
Who is it? Is it... Debbie.
Watch your mic.
Well, nice to see you. Well, come on in. Have a drink.
Thanks. Can I have a word with you first, Dickon?
Okay. Well, look, I'll leave you two to it, and you come through when you're ready. Is that all right?
Thanks.
Thanks very much, Mike.
Thanks. Look, it's a long way up to the flat.
Well, that's all right. I'll put myself on the stairs for a sec.
Yes, fine. What is it? It's nothing to do with the baby.
No. She's kicking away like it was match of the day.
Good.
I had to get out of the house. I needed to talk to someone. There was a surveyor around the other day, sent by the council.
Oh.
So we knew something was up. Then the letter arrived this morning, delivered by Anne, so the bastards make sure we got it on Christmas Eve. We have to get out in a month's time.
Oh, that's awful.
Dead right it is.
I suppose the last thing you want to do is join a crowd of people enjoying a Christmas drink.
Oh, I don't know. I reckon it'd be better than going back to the depressed bunch around at the news.
Oh, good. In that case, let's go through.
Okay.
There he is.
No.
Do you know Claire?
My turn this time.
Yes. Who have we got here?
Merry Christmas.
Oh, Joanna, darling.
Am I late?
Oh, no, not at all.
Oh, super. Who's here then?
I am.
Hello.
I've been getting ready, haven't I?
Well, you look smashing. I love your dress.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
Hello, Joanna.
Hi.
Oh, I say, what an enormous suitcase.
Well, some of it's presents. And I am staying for two whole nights after all.
Two whole nights? Are you?
Didn't you warn him, Claire?
He's only teasing. Of course he knows you're staying. And we're absolutely delighted.